7654321.
It's now time for the Pony Cake Sports Podcast with your hosts, Josh Stevens, Tim Thompson, and Tom Schultz.
Woo!
Hey there, everybody. We are back with another episode, and it is part 5 of 5 of our 2018 NFL Draft rating system that we have going on. And as always, I'm here with Tim and Tom, and today the quarterback is Lamar Jackson.
Lamar Jackson!
Out of Louisville. Guys, how's it going?
Louisville.
I'm excited to talk about my boy, Lamar Jackson. Tim absolutely hates him. So this should be an extremely entertaining show where Tim just bashes a guy. He's not from USC, Notre Dame, or Georgia.
I don't hate him. I don't hate Lamar Jackson. Let's call him out for what he actually is.
A wide receiver. God, I hate you.
So, again, we have the rating scale of accuracy, arm strength, decision-making, mechanics, athleticism, measurables, college stats, injury history, and personnel traits. And, again, we have a 1 to 10, 1 to 5, 1 to 3 ranking. If you guys want to know why and how we got to those, listen to part 1, the Sam Darnold episode. We explain it perfectly in that episode. And while you're at it, listen to part 2 and part 3 and part 4 because they're just as good.
Give us a like and follow.
Yeah. All right. Without any further ado, we have Lamar Jackson. Accuracy rating scale of 1 to 10. We have, some scattered scores here. I gave him a 5. Tom, a 4. Tim, a 3?
A 3.
Wow. Yep.
Pretty much Tim is saying if he was standing in front of your house, Josh, you couldn't hit it with a football.
Hey, why don't you walk over there and I'll roll this ball to you? Is that what you're saying to me? You're going to kick it with your foot to me?
Listen, Lamar Jackson, even during his Heisman year, barely over 56%. A lot of those passes are dump-off city passes. Last year was his best year as a college football player at 59%. Tom, you spoke at length in prior episodes about how being under that 60% mark means you are not an NFL quarterback. He struggled mightily with accuracy, not only down the field, but in the short game as well. He has a lot of great attributes. His accuracy isn't one of them. It's just a fact.
I agree 100%. Most of the issues Lamar Jackson has with his accuracy is due to his poor footwork. Struggles with throws all over the field. Should have been easy, like you said, Tim, in that Louisville system, that spread system. He's uber talented, and he shouldn't have been struggling like that, especially with the type of arm that he has. Struggles a lot with his ball placement as well. Doesn't appear to be able to throw in a lot of spots on the field.
Yeah, it's very interesting on how we all gave the rankings here. I gave it a 50%. I feel like if I was standing 10 feet from him, he could throw me the ball. So
you also gave Josh Allen a higher score than Lamar, Lamar had a better completion percentage.
Yes, boom. That is correct. But there are plenty of times when we saw the tape, he would miss a wide-open guy or 10 yards overthrow. But there are other times where I stated before this that he is
overthrow.
That he is lights out, perfect throw. And that, again, when you were talking about the overthrows and everything, is his footwork. And we'll talk about that when we get to the mechanics because he stands stupid flat-footed. He throws off his back foot, and he stands pretty much with like a 2-inch gap between his feet.
Because he's always looking to run.
Exactly. Fact. Well, that's not always, but most of the time. So, moving on, arm strength, 1 to 10 scale.
That's the most frustrating part about this as well. Dude's got an arm like a cannon. He's got the biggest arm outside of Josh Allen in this draft. In my opinion, he has a monster arm.
He's very curious to see if they threw a football and if there was like, you know, like in baseball where you have the radar gun, if you could do that with a football, I'm assuming you can, right? Who would throw faster? I think it would be a pretty close competition.
No, Allen's got all that weight behind him. I still don't think it would be close. Lamar Jackson's, I know he's got some decent size to him, and he's got, like I said, he's got some zip on the ball. He can put the ball downfield in a hurry, but I don't think he's on Josh Allen's level, in all honesty.
On tape, you could see the type of potential that Lamar Jackson has. He just really hasn't been able to harness all that power. He's still learning the quarterback position. Ball does come out of his hand, tight spiral, high velocity. That's what you like. I don't think he'll have issues with a lot of the throws at the next level if he can fix his mechanics. That's going to be his saving grace or his down point for him as a quarterback.
Next up, we have decision making, and that is a 1 to 10 rating scale. I put it at a 4. Tim, you can't change your ranking now. Tom, you had it at a 6, and Tim, a 3.
What?
I don't feel bad putting him at a 3, and here's the reason why. He has a hard time going through his progressions.
Yeah.
And beyond that, his first instinct almost always is to run. Almost always. He doesn't have the decision-making ability to either go out to a safety net or go to a tight end or go someone across the middle. In almost all of his tape, it's when he's in trouble, when pressure is on, he tucks the ball and run. That won't work in the NFL. A 3, I thought, was almost too high. I'm not exaggerating.
I wanted to give him a 5, but I went with a 4. And mine went a little bit further than the quarterback portion. Or not the quarterback, but the throwing portion of it. I looked at one of his biggest strengths, and that strength is running the football. I think we can all agree to that.
Yep.
Now, when watching tape, in multiple games, when he was doing the option play, many, many times he should have handed the ball off. And you know what he did?
He kept it and ran. Yeah.
And the D end would have not crashed on the running back, and he stayed and made the tackle on Lamar Jackson. That is the only reason why I moved him from a 5 to a 4. If he would have been a little bit better in that area and in that department, he would definitely be a 5 or a 6.
I'm surprised Tom gave him a 6, in all honesty. Any NFL
we're going to find out why he did
defense
that.
Is going to have a linebacker there waiting for Lamar Jackson.
If they put a linebacker spy on him, he will probably run around them. He is that fast.
God.
He will. That's going to be a big part of his game.
It's
a big part of his game right now. But the reason I didn't kill him is because he doesn't turn the football over often. He's pretty good with the football. Doesn't fumble too often. A lot of times he ran when he didn't need to. He definitely struggles with his progressions. I probably should have gave him a 5 in this, but I like Lamar Jackson, and I appreciate him not turning the football over 25 times.
Do you remember
at one
time you guys had him as the number one quarterback?
Not number one. Uh-huh. I had him mocked to the Giants in a mock, yeah.
Ridiculous.
Next up, we have the mechanics rating, and that is on a scale of 1 to 5. Pretty safe to say. We all put it at a 2 here. It's not very good.
You guys say that I killed him. I could have given him a 1 here. Very easily could have given him a 1.
Yeah, and understandably
and
so.
His
footwork is awful.
Yep.
His drop back is not very good. The one thing that I do, that I did like about it, is that he was able to, when he did drop back in the pocket, he is able to move up in the pocket as he's progressing through.
As he's trying to run downfield.
No, not as he's trying to run downfield.
You know what? Want to know something? Yesterday, we had one of those Alexa dots at home. The wife and the kids love it. And I said, Alexa, tell me a joke. And she said, Lamar Jackson mechanics. That's exactly what she said. That's how bad that the
I feel like that's false.
Are. No, it's exactly what she said. They're really, really, really bad. I probably should have rated him 1. Feel bad that I rated him a 2.
Yeah, his footwork is not pretty. Pretty much survived being a passer in college because of his arm strength. Worst footwork of anyone that we've covered in the top 5 right now. Ugly wind up, ugly follow through.
Lamar Jackson under center?
Has extremely tight hips. He's got a lot to work on.
Athleticism, 1 to 5 rating scale, we all gave him a 5.
Should get 100.
Yeah.
Unreal athleticism. Wouldn't be shocked if he gets close to Mike Vick's 4.33 40 time. He's
extremely fast. Do you think he will break it?
I don't, but
I do.
I think he'll be in the 4.4s.
I think he'll break it.
But he'll be extremely fun in Madden. That's the one good thing about this kid. He might be the most explosive player in college football the last two seasons. Overall, he had over 4,000 rushing yards in 3 years at Louisville. Extremely impressive.
Measurables, 1 to 5 rating scale. We all gave him a 2.
Yeah, he looks a little lanky out there. I've seen him linked or labeled as a 220-pound, seen 205. He looks like he might be like 180, 190. But he is 6'3". It's good size. I'm sure his hands will be fine. So,
yeah,
it'll be interesting.
Another guy who Combine's going to say it all. How big is he actually?
The Combine's going to do a lot for him.
Yep.
And we'll see if he can throw the football in shorts, because he's gonna need to prove a lot of people wrong if he wants to sniff the first round.
College stats, 1 to 3 ranking. We all gave him a 3. I think it's safe to say that makes sense. Again, probably one of the best rushing stat totals yep. in a very long time.
He's a 2-time finalist for the Heisman.
Yep. Heisman winner. And kid's phenomenal, man. Stats wise.
Yep.
Youngest Heisman board. Winner ever, right?
Is he the youngest?
I believe he was.
I think so.
Yep, he was.
Next up, we have injury history. 1 to 3 rating scale.
You went 2. Why don't you describe why?
I had something. I don't remember what it was.
I'm kind of shocked he hasn't been injured, really, yeah. in college with as much as he runs the football.
Wasn't he? I feel like he was injured last year. That's why I put it down. Wasn't he injured in the game?
No, he played 13 games last year. He played 12 games as a freshman, 13 as a sophomore, and 13 last year as well. So
he's done a good job staying healthy yep. and avoiding the huge monster hits.
He might have been in a quote-unquote concussion protocol at one point in his Louisville career, but obviously good enough to come back and play.
Yeah, I don't know.
Tom,
he's making shit up.
Yeah, Josh. You gave him a 2 out of 3 in personality traits. Why is that, Tom?
Everything I've read about the guy is that he's kind of just another guy, not that rah-rah type leader, not that field general out there. And that does concern me a little bit, but totally carried Louisville the last 2 years. But I don't know if he's going to be that vocal leader. He might just lead by example. But if I'm drafting a quarterback, especially in the first round, I want them to be the freaking guy. I want them to know that they're the guy, and I don't think he's that type of leader right now.
Fair enough.
No, I still think he was injured in a game. I don't know.
For me, his game kind of reminds me of Vince Young coming out of college. Watched Vince Young at Texas. He was fantastic. Won a national title for them, but ran the football way too much. Ugly mechanics. Just a super athlete. But he's a far better athlete than Vince Young was.
Vince Young was far bigger.
So I want to ask you guys this. 6'5". If and when he gets drafted, is he getting drafted as a quarterback, or is he getting drafted as a wide receiver?
No one's going to draft him in the second round to be a wide receiver.
I told Tom that I understand that with his arm strength, he's a much better quarterback than the person that I'm going to mention, but he reminds me a lot of Eric Crouch out of Nebraska in 2000. He does. You know, one of those quote-unquote proven winners, but he's more of a ground guy. He's going to be like a trick play type guy. He might have some success year one.
If everybody could see Tom's face right now, I'm looking at
him. That's fine. What team is he going to be a starting NFL quarterback on? What team?
Hopefully none this year.
None ever.
If you wanted to compare him to
Eric Crouch.
To a Pryor or I don't know what I.
He should not be drafted as a potential quarterback for an NFL team, because he's not.
If DeShone Kizer can be drafted in the second round,
DeShone Kizer had the true size of an NFL quarterback.
6'3" isn't big enough to be a quarterback.
Lamar Jackson's 110 pounds, soaking wet.
That's false, Tim.
Do you guys think that Lamar Jackson should have went back to school.
Yes. Milk what he had. Milk it.
I would have liked to see him go back, get that fourth year.
Especially with this quarterback class.
Yeah, he's gotten better every year passing. He has progressed as a passer. That's the one saving grace and one thing that I like about him. And we've seen quarterbacks like Sam Darnold come or go get worse and regress, and that's not what Lamar Jackson has been doing. He's been getting better.
So I want to ask you guys this. We had our top five here. So we have Josh Allen, Sam Darnold. We have Josh Rosen and Baker Mayfield, and we lumped Lamar Jackson in here as well. So that was the top five that we picked. Will he be the fifth quarterback selected, or will he be the sixth, or after the sixth?
Sixth or seventh.
I think the sixth. I think the Patriots in the either end of the first round or early second round, they got the second round pick from the Niners, will take a quarterback. And it probably won't be Lamar Jackson. He doesn't fit their normal criteria of a quarterback. So
I think at that point it would be either Luke Falk or it would be Mason Rudolph for the Patriots there. I think he will be quarterback number seven picked.
I agree, because he's not a real quarterback.
I thought you were going to say he's not a real person.
He might not even be a real person.
Oh, man, it's tough. Tough with some of these guys, man. I kind of wish we did some breakdown on Luke Falk.
We will. I'm going to have a, as I like to call it, the five after the five. Just some details of the next five quarterbacks. So that where you'll see the Mason Rudolph, the Luke Falks of the world. You'll see that on PonyCakeSports.com.
All right. Anything else on Lamar Jackson here?
No. Just
glad to see him come back down to earth from your guys' original rankings of him. Very similar to how one Baker Mayfield will come back down to earth a little bit here after the combine.
He's got potential to be Mike Vick 2.0.
Shut the fuck up.
He's that good of an athlete. He's got that good of an arm. He does. He's gonna need work. Vick was more of a finished product coming out. That's why he was the number one overall pick. But
wasn't he Michael Vick's little brother?
Marcus.
He has the potential to be Marcus Vick. That's who he has the potential to be.
Marcus Vick started a game before and played wide receiver.
Oh, exactly my point.
Just saying. I'm just throwing stuff out there.
Yeah. He has the potential to start one game and be a wide receiver.
Johnny Manziel could play the NFL, so can Lamar Jackson.
That's because the Browns were freaking dumbasses.
Yeah, it wasn't the best pick, but
yeah,
I have faith.
At least this guy isn't bipolar.
True. All right. Well, that's all we have for you guys. Hope you guys enjoyed. Again, we are Pony Kick Sports. You guys can follow us on Twitter at Pony Kick Sports, at Pony _ Keg _ Tom, and at Fight Talk Tim. You guys can email us, PonyKickSports@gmail.com. And as always, that's all we got. So, see you.
Peace!